I know who you are. You're Dean.
Dean Martin.
You know who I am? No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
No, never mind. I remember now. I remember. I'm Phil Burnside. I just came in there for a little drink, you know, before going to work. Just started to settle
my nerves.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a brain surgeon.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, May 11th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American actor and comedian Foster Brooks, born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1912. For decades, he was most famous for his portrayal of a lovable drunk in nightclub performances and on numerous television programs. His career began in radio with WHAS in Louisville, where he was a staff announcer. He first gained fame for his reporting on the Ohio River flood of 1937. He later worked in local broadcasting in Buffalo and Rochester, New York, before moving to the West Coast to launch a career as a stand-up comic and character actor. In the 1960s, he appeared on the television comedies The Munsters and Bewitched. On the syndicated Steve Allen Show, Allen introduced Brooks as an important movie producer. He then stumbled on stage doing his drunk act, fooling entirely most of the other guests. In 1969, game show host and television announcer Dennis James introduced his friend Brooks at a North Carolina charity golf tournament to tell some jokes, leading to Brooks' discovery by singer Perry Como, who in turn gave the comedian his big major break. Brooks regularly appeared on the Dean Martin Show television program in the 70s, for which he garnered an Emmy Award nomination in 1974, as well as many situation comedies, talk shows, and a few films. He is most affectionately remembered for his appearances on the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast series in the 70s, where he skewered other comedians such as Don Rickles, Johnny Carson, and Lucille Ball, or serious personalities such as author Truman Capote or consumer activist Ralph Nader. He drew upon his own battles with alcohol for his act. During his period of greatest fame, he rarely drank, however. Of giving up drinking to win a bet in 1964, Brooks said, "Well, this fellow made me a $10 bet that I couldn't quit, and I haven't had a drink since. You see, at the time, I really needed the $10. Public sensibilities had changed regarding alcoholism and public drunkenness by the 1980s, so Brooks moved away from his drunken character. In 1983, he appeared in the film Cannonball Run 2 with comedians Louis Nye and Sid Caesar as fishermen in a rowboat. He also had a recurring role as Mr. Sternhagen, Mindy's boss on Mork and Mindy. He lent his name to a Louisville celebrity golf tournament benefiting Cosair Shrine Charities. He also made occasional guest appearances on TV shows in which he would demonstrate his fine singing voice. Foster's last performance was at a celebrity roast in Las Vegas honoring Zsa Zsa Gabor. He died December 20th, 2001, at his home in Encino, California, from heart failure. He was 89. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 11th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.